Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Just reading over a prophetic dream the Lord gave me about Eric Holder. Now, Eric Holder, you're probably seeing him here with former President Barack Obama. He was the Attorney General for, I guess, the entire 8 years, possibly, of former President Barack Obama's administration. And his viewpoints were just totally different than a lot of, it was wild. Americans. It seemed like it was stirring up a lot of strife. And there are some things that were done that were good in regards to civil rights, but some other things like our borders and suing the governor of Arizona for trying to defend her own borders. And
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, allegedly giving arms to the gangs and all on the other side of the border, cartels, from Mexico, cartels, to come back over. And it was just wild things. A Marine of ours that we have for months on our program saying, why don't you go get him? And he was in the Mexican prison down there because he took a wrong turn. And so you think, well, okay, he's no longer the Attorney General. That's not going to be a problem anymore. Well, the Lord told me March 28, 2015, and he showed me the Eric Holder, which at that time was the U.S. Attorney General. He was sitting in a particular restaurant, and he was doing things that was offending every race there is. It was not like this race or that race, but literally, basically, every nation. Race, when you think about race, that comes from ethnos, ethnic. And that's where we get the word, you know, ethnic group. And when you think about a nation, you're really talking about an ethnic group. Mm-hmm. And so what he was doing in this prophetic dream the Lord gave me was, he was dividing everybody. He was offending everybody. He offended African Americans. He offended, you know, Caucasians. He offended Hispanic, the Asian. I mean, everybody that you can imagine, you know, that he could offend. He was offending everybody in this particular dream. And the Lord was showing me that he's going to be used to bring division, try to bring division in our country. Well, here we are now, all the way up now in 2017. And President Donald Trump is president. He's no longer the Attorney General. But the one state very few did, but this one state that voted overwhelmingly against our president, that are fighting his policies on every platform you can imagine, they just hired Eric Holder, right? Eric Holder to be their attorney to represent the state of California to fight our president. And it's California. I mean, it always begins.
One of the big things is the sanctuary cities, which, you know,
they were sanctuary cities, even state. They try to be sanctuary state.
Well, that's a big deal, because a lot of these cities are harboring illegal immigrants, and some of these cases, you know, they've hurt and killed, you know, Americans.
Yeah.
And so who knows if this is going to be one of those issues where they're going to be hiring him to try to fight against it.
So they hired him to be able to fight against the current policies. Just the thing about it is, this is what VFN TV is about. It's not about just telling you the news. We pretty much already know the news. We're trying to change the news that we know. Mm-hmm. God tells us in advance so we can respond to it and pray that it doesn't happen. And we can pray against all this divisiveness and division that the Lord's saying that this man is going to stir up. And it's not going to be for anyone. It's going to be against everyone in the context of that. All races were upset. Everybody was upset with what he was doing. And that's what the Lord showed me beforehand. And now you have anything to cause division. That's one thing the last 8 years can be. You think about the last 8 years. It was anything that could be divided was divided.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what happens when we rebel against God, and when we turn our backs on God and his way. God, everything that held together, family and community and states and country, God is that cohesive thing that holds things together. He'll pull back and let it just all fall apart.
It's just like the prophetic word that was given by Chuck Pierce from Glory Zion Ministries, is that just as it was done to Israel, it's going to be back into, you know, when the President Barack Obama declared that that Israel should go back to the 1967 border lines, that America will go back to 1967.
Which is anti-Semitic, which is racist towards Jews. And if the root of racism is anti-Semitism, or better said, that we understand, being racist towards Jews is the root of racism. And so our last president was very anti-Semitic in the actions and the policies and fueling Iran, who hates Israel and hates America, that wants to push Israel into the sea, that was blowing up mock aircraft carriers, American aircraft carriers, saying death with America.
Reportedly influencing the Israeli elections for prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Using $300,000 reportedly from the government's state fund to be able to influence the elections of taking place, which is, it's called racism. That's racism. When you focus on a race and you try to destroy them, hurt them, harm them specifically because they're a race, and that's the Jewish race. They're literally anti-Semitism. And so if we don't deal with that racism, racism will be all over the earth. And so what Chuck Pierce said was that it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get better, but the root of this thing has to be dealt with, which means now we have a president that's standing in agreement and supporting Israel, that's going to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, who's going to have generals that are going to support, keep the people in their homeland, the Jews in their homeland. You're going to look at racism's going to be dealt with in America, which is exciting. You know, it's so funny that every racist don't think they can be a racist. And it's like racism is not a particular race or person. It's the individual. He's a spirit. It's an individual that takes on and hates people because of whatever race they are. And so it's just, it's going to, as long as there's anti-Semitism, the root of, according to Chuck Pierce with Zion Ministries, is that's the root, anti-Semitism is the root of racism. So if you deal with the root, then we can actually resolve these other issues that are going on. When we get back from this break, listen, pray first, join me in praying specifically too, that the Eric Holder is not successful in dividing people in this nation. We're a United States of America. We're E Pluribus Unum. It's what it says on your money, what it says on our seal, which means though we're many, we're one. The last mindset in the last administration before that was though we're one, we're many. That's not, E Pluribus Unum means though we're many, we're one. We're one nation under God, one constitution, one people that has rights. But we're one. We fight a war in defense of our one nation, and they were trying to divide us, and so we don't want anything divided can't stand. So we need to stay united and in agreement with God, in agreement with our Constitution, in agreement with our elected officials. They're leading our country in the right way.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Yeah.